How do people obtain privacy in residential areas? What is between the properties?
4 or 5 feet. A leeway? What's it called?
Well, the physical divider. We don't really have fences.
We have a lot of stone walls, mm-hmm. El Paso. That's mm-hmm. distinctive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and many beautiful stone walls, especially if you go up into Coronado, because where you are, and on up into Coronado Country Club, and then drive down toward, drive down to the streets below, and there's so many beautiful rock walls over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lots of rock walls. Well, we do have other kinds of walls, but mostly they're rock, aren't they?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're not all the native stone. I don't know where they get that beautiful red rock that they use.
Oh, I don't know either.
And some of the walls. Yeah.
Hmm. Now, you probably don't have a fireplace in this apartment,
no,
do you?
No, next door they have a fireplace. And each of these buildings has... an upper and a lower flat one bedroom,
mm-hmm.
except where they'd have two bedrooms. Some of them will be two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two upstairs and two downstairs, but they're in the middle of the building. And the apartments that are, or condos are called now, on either side of the building are two-story.
Mm-hmm.
They're still just two bedrooms. Bedrooms are upstairs, and a full bath upstairs, and a half bath, and a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Living
mm-hmm.
room, dining room, kitchen, and fireplace downstairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have some questions about fireplaces, but I don't have anything to refer to, so I'm going to have to try. Well, I can ask you these questions, but I'll have to just be descriptive. The shelf above the fireplace is a
mantel,
mm-hmm. and the part that juts out from a fireplace, sometimes you can sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just that part in front of the fireplace that's tiled.
I know what you're talking about. I just watched my little great-granddaughter in Incline Village
mm-hmm.
at Lake Tahoe, 10 months old, learning to climb up. They put a pad over the rock, whatever that is, you know, mm-hmm. formed that. I don't know what that's called. What is it called?
Would you call it a hearth?
I guess that's the hearth. I think of the hearth as being that part as and the part that's in the fire area.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know why. Just
okay.
From reading, I guess.
Yeah,
the hearth,
sure.
Hearth would be right.
Mm-hmm. And there's some metal things that keep the logs in place.
And irons.
Yeah. Do you have other words for those?
Yeah, they call them fire dogs or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, where'd you hear that?
Well, I have, my daughter has a fireplace at her house on Emory.
Uh-huh. And they call them fire dogs?
I've heard somebody in the family call them that.
Huh, how about that? That's a term that you only hear usually on the East Coast.
Really?
So, yeah. Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. The big log that you put on a fire is called the... Just a log?
Probably has a name. Is it
well,
a starter? Usually?
Doesn't have to. It's the log that burns the longest.
I don't know what that's called.
Okay. How about the little pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. And the black stuff inside a chimney is?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. And the white stuff left over after a fire is?
Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Ashes.
Uh-huh. And